Today's broadcast is quite inspiring in that our guests are two young musicians who have evolved from a very early age into performing artists of considerable note. Chosen from a pool of youngsters from the United States, they are members of a unique group of virtuoso artists who have been featured on NPR's From the Top. Well, I'd like to welcome all of you to Crossover. We have three guests today. We have Bill Scheibel, who is conductor of the Ocean City Pops. We have Jacob Hernandez, who is a trumpet player. And we have Amy Semmes, who is a violinist. And that's not even half the story. And that's what's so exciting to have you here at WRTI. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you very much, Jill.
The reason, actually, for this show is essentially to show what's going on here in our bailiwick with the tremendous talent of the young people. And Bill Scheibel, you have been conducting the Ocean City Pops now for many, many years, right?
Yeah. In fact, I celebrated my 25th anniversary year this year. So
that's really something. And when are your concerts mostly?
Well, it's mostly a summer season over the course of 3 months. We start the end of June and go right up to the end of September. And it's quite an active schedule of around 35 concerts. And then we have concerts at Christmas time and New Year's in Ocean City, too.
Now, were you the one that discovered Jacob and Amy? They will be appearing on From the Top. And that's one of the most exciting things because that is a show that picks out some of the most outstanding young people who are musicians. And I wondered, did you know them before? Did they play with you at all on any occasion?
Yes. Well, in the case of Amy, she's now 16 years old. When she was 9 or 10, she actually played with the Pops with the rest of her sisters also. She has an exceptional family in that all of the siblings are all violinists. And all four of them, we actually had a program 6 or 7 years ago in Ocean City where all four girls played with the Pops. It was quite a sensation because, I don't think many orchestras have had four siblings play at the same time.
Well, Amy, I think you came in with your sisters here to the station where Jack Moore had invited you to come in and play on the air, I believe it was.
Yes, that's right.
But you were much younger. I do remember four little people with little violins playing, and it was really exciting. And Jake, you are here at Temple studying now, right?
Yes, it's my freshman year now. So excited.
And you are a trumpet player, trumpet major, and also you're studying
performance and music education.
Music education. How old were you when you started playing?
I was around, I guess, eight, nine.
Why did you start playing the trumpet? Did you want to, or was it an accident, or what?
Well, my whole family had played music, and I felt a little left out because I didn't play anything. So one day, my parents took me to a pawn shop and told me to pick out an instrument. And I picked out, well, first I picked out a saxophone, but my brothers made me change my mind and told me that the trumpet was cooler. So I said, okay, yes, it is cooler. And I got me a trumpet and I went from there.
And was it cool?
It was pretty old just to begin with, but yeah.
And you were how old?
I was around 8, 9.
8 or 9 also. So, and Amy, when did you start playing actually?
What age? I started when I was 4.
Four. That seems to be the age in your family, right? So again, Bill, so you actually probably did the concert with the Semmes girls because it was such a unique thing. Isn't that right? And you featured them.
Yeah, it was. In fact, Amy's older sisters both appeared with us separate times. They played solos over the years and so we were quite familiar with their family and it's always a pleasure to have them come to Ocean City. But this was especially neat because Amy had not soloed with us previously, and it was just marvelous to hear her play this year.
How does one actually get chosen for From the Top? Amy, you want to talk to that?
Well, you send in a tape, and they pick from the tapes that they hear.
There must be various levels of auditioning, is that right? Or?
There's just one tape that you send in, and then they go from there.
And they say, well, come. But when you come, I mean, is that the choice is made from the tape, or do they actually listen to you after that?
The choice is from the tape.
It's from the tape. And yes. Then they say, okay, you're going to be on the show.
Yes.
So, is this the first time now that you've been on the From the Top?
Yes.
What are you planning to play?
I'm going to play the Vinyavsky Concerto No. 1, First Movement, in F-sharp minor.
Tell us a little bit about your studies and who you've been studying with.
I study with Daniel Hahn in the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Yes, and when did you start with him?
I started with him just at the beginning of the summer, so it's been only a few months.
I see, but before that?
I studied with C.J. Chang before that.
Okay, so you have how many years of study behind you on your 16?
12.
12 years. Not bad. So you had to change, of course, you had a little three-quarter violin.
Yes.
Yeah, now what have you got?
I think I started on an eighth-size violin.
Oh,
and now I have a full-size.
And a good violin, a nice violin?
Yes.
And, okay, Jake, you started, okay, you said at this age of 8.
Yeah.
Okay. What did you start with? I mean, was it just tooting the horn, or did you really, really start
actually,
taking lessons?
Well, my dad taught himself how to play the trumpet, just like basics.
Fabulous.
And then he taught me all he knew.
Is he a musician, or was he a musician?
Well, he plays the bass guitar at a church.
But you said he played the trumpet.
Oh, he just learned enough to teach me to get started.
My goodness, isn't that something? And then you started taking lessons when?
I guess in middle school I started with my music teacher at middle school, and then I moved on to Temple Prep around, I guess, 7th grade.
I see. And who did you study with here?
Mr. Michael Franchetti.
Okay, so that's really your teacher.
Yeah, until just recently. Now I'm with Mr. Bob Early from the orchestra.
Yes, well, here at Temple.
Yeah.
So you're going to be a double major, or you are a double major, which is, you have a very full plate. Bill, are these kids, excuse me for calling you that, playing with the orchestra at all in the orchestra, or are they just performing as soloists?
They're performing as soloists with the orchestra. In fact, it's interesting. I've known Jacob for 4 years, and because I worked with him through the school district's All City program with the All City Orchestra, and Jacob rose very quickly through the ranks of that, and he became first trumpet at an early age in high school there at the group, and so I worked with him and coached with him, and we were talking last year, and we started working ourselves on the Vivaldi trumpet concerto for two trumpets.
Yes. You are a trumpet player, right?
I'm a trumpet player, yeah. And so it really went quite well. And then when we were discussing soloists with From the Top, I had just mentioned that we were playing the Vivaldi piece, and they were very interested in featuring. I don't think they've ever had a two-trumpet concerto on the program. So it really turned out really well.
So you were one of the kids playing.
I was one of the kids that night. Right? It was a lot of fun.
That's really wonderful. So, Bill, you started out as a trumpet player. How did you get involved in conducting?
I had played trumpet. I was a trumpet student at Temple University as well. I went to university. I studied with Gerard Schwartz, who was the first trumpet in the New York Philharmonic.
Sure.
And I'd go up to New York every week for lessons. Or his house.
But you're following in his footsteps, because he also stopped playing.
Yeah, and he became
playing.
A conductor.
conductor.
But I haven't stopped playing. And then I studied in high school. I was really fortunate. I was a recipient of a Ford Foundation scholarship, and I studied with Gil Johnson, who at the time was first trumpet of the Philly Orchestra. Mm-hmm. And as well, his assistant at Curtis was Larry Weeks, who was then became the first trumpet of the Toronto Symphony.
Yes.
So I've had a wonderful slate of teachers to work with, and consider myself really fortunate. And then I continued at Temple, getting a master's in performance with Frank Kantorabic.
Yes, of course.
So love studying with him as well. So, but I was, the tie-in with Jake is that, again, from the city's All-City Orchestra program, we had a lot of good sessions together, and with sectionals and lessons involved. But there, we got to know each other very well.
But you as a musician, I mean, you've also done something else in addition. I mean,
I've played with a lot of regional groups in Philly for many years, and subbed with various groups and played with Pennsylvania Ballet Orchestra and
but you had a career as a career as a musician, but essentially you always had the orchestra.
Yeah, and my ties to Ocean City go back really far to when I was a student at Temple. I auditioned for the trumpet opening in the orchestra in 1976 and went down to Ocean City and played for the conductor, who was then John Warrington, and got accepted on the spot into the orchestra. And I was just elated because as a musician and student in school, it was just a thrill to play and get a full season job playing with them. So I actually played with them for 10 years until 86. And then when the current conductor at that time, Frank Ruggieri, retired at the young age of 80 years old, he stepped down, and they had interviews and an application process for conductor. And I hadn't done much conducting prior to that, but as you know, or our audience may know, that there's more to being a music director than just conducting. It's also being an administrator, yes, and planning a season.
And building an orchestra as well.
Building an orchestra and doing fundraising, mm-hmm, all of these facets entered into it. So they were interested in a lot of things that they thought I could offer at the time.
So you've been there now for
25 years.
Yeah. That's really amazing. Now, you must have a lot of stories to tell, but again, Amy, what has been your actual performing experience through the years? I mean, of course, you've been young and you've been somebody very, very unusual, talented for your age. But what did you do professionally here, I guess, in the sense before From the Top kind of recognized you? Were you just still a student, or are you playing, here and there?
I was still a student.
Still a student. Now, what is your plan? I mean, what is it? There's college, of course. You're going to be going to music school, is that right?
I don't think I'm going to be going to music school. Maybe I'll play it on the side for sure, and it'll always be a part of me. But I actually want to be a doctor.
Oh, how marvelous. Well, there is something I must say. People may click their tongues a little bit. There is a connection between medicine and music. Many physicians play instruments. I mean, yes, they are actually active. They have the doctor's orchestras and things, yeah, like that, where they really are serious and they are good, but they also have medicine. And that's very interesting. Have you always wanted to do that?
Yes. I love science in school.
Interesting. Yeah. So you actually started playing because your family, I guess, you're all very talented. Was that something you wanted to do, or did your parents suggest it to you strongly?
A little bit of both. I wanted to, because I saw my older sisters doing it, and it looked really fun. So I started, but my parents kind of told me that, the violin is in our family, So
they didn't push you to become a musician.
No.
So what are your plans right now? You have how many more years of high school?
I'm a junior in high school.
So you have this year and then next,
yes,
year. Have you thought of where you're going to apply to undergrad?
I'm not sure yet.
Mm-hmm. But you do definitely want pre-med.
Yes.
Well, that's very, very exciting. And Jake, you want to be in an orchestra,
definitely,
right?
Definitely.
You want that, and of course you'll have an education degree as well here. So
just in case.
Well, I must say that I remember going back for a master's because I thought, I think I'll teach music, because of course my education was music as well. And I ran into a lot of people when I went back to Montclair State. I was working and also going to school, that were trumpet players actually, who were taking education courses because they said, just in case. And of course it wasn't just in case, because music is a very tough business, especially now. But certainly that's no reason not to to try for it again. And the orchestral positions are few and far between and highly competitive. So do you play any other kind of music besides classical?
I play a little jazz, Latin music, salsa.
You do jobs probably? Can you, on the side?
Not too many, actually.
Not yet.
But I've done a couple of things, yeah.
But this is essentially your path will be to audition for an orchestral position.
Classical music,
yes, wonderful. Well, I am so thrilled that we could even get you over here to the studio because you're two very important people now.
Thank you.
I congratulate both of you for being chosen for From the Top. It's really quite an amazing show. And you can agree too, Bill, that the talent around these days is just remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really incredible. And it's interesting that Amy brought up the fact that she's not going into music because, the people from the Top actually told us when they were in Ocean City that it's the exception rather than the rule that a lot of the students that appear actually do follow on to go into music.
Really?
So many of them are very bright students, but they go into other fields of study.
So it's just an actual part of who you are, but it requires such dedication, and it's really quite amazing. Did you find it, Amy, hard to study, or was it something that just kind of came to you? And I mean, it was part of course, it's a family thing, but was it, you know, you hear people say, oh, I can't get my child to practice. I mean, was it anything like that for
you?
Well,
the practicing is always the hard part. But once you play in orchestra and with chamber music and perform, it's really fun.
Oh, yes. I think it definitely pays off. It's really wonderful. And, well, both of you, we wish you tremendous luck and congratulations once again, Amy Sims and Jacob Hernandez. You've really made a mark at a very young age and in a very competitive world and a competitive field. And we hope you'll come back with us with more stories. And Bill,
thank you.
Also a pleasure to finally meet you.
Also a pleasure here. Thank you, Jill.